Alain Lawaz said the United Nations has maintained for weeks that it considers the August 20th date set by Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission as very reasonable, and that it would be almost impossible to get credible elections before then.
We consider that election, the UN system and UNDP, which is in charge of assisting the Afghan authorities, an election before July would be at least for security, but also for mostly for logistical and technical reason, very difficult to organize.
He added that the United Nations understands the constitutional debate going on in Afghanistan because August 20th is not within the time frame set in the Constitution, which prompted President Karzai's decree over the weekend. Loa told reporters that having the election in April presents a host of problems, including the procurement of election materials and ballots, as well as having the necessary funds, some $220 million, to pay for the vote.
There are lots of technical grounds which we consider are needed to make the election credible, and we consider it will be almost impossible to do it by before July.
Asked whether Afghanistan could run a credible election without technical assistance from the United Nations, Lawaz said Kabul has asked for the world body's help and that it is clear there is a need for that help. President Karzai's decree to move the election up has been widely questioned. The United States military and NATO have said that there is a greater chance for a safe and secure vote if it is held on August 20th as originally planned. That date was chosen in part to give 17,000 incoming U.S. troops time to improve security in the country. Mr. Karzai's political opponents have criticized the move, saying it is intended to improve his chances of re-election. But the Afghan president says he wants the elections to be held in accordance with the country's constitution, which calls for a vote 30 to 60 days before his term expires on May 21st. Afghanistan's election commission has not formally commented on the decree. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.